Therefore, Aristotle urges us to realize that virtues are neither natural nor contrary to nature, but as it were, forms of what we might think of as second nature, that is, capacities, dispositions to behave in certain ways that are formed by these very modes of behavior. And he puts it this way in a definition of virtue. He says, virtue is a characteristic involving choice. There's the rational element again, involving choice, consisting in observing the mean relative to us, a mean defined by a rational principle, such as a person of practical wisdom would use to determine. Now, the part in which he says that it's a characteristic is the part that I've been talking about, because the word characteristic, the English word characteristic, is simply a translation of the Greek word hexis, which means a kind of habit or a mode, a characteristic disposition, a ready state of character. And I've been urging in these first remarks now about the nature of virtue that a virtue is this kind of a thing. That is, it's a certain state of character that an agent, a moral agent, has. In his discussion of the virtues, Aristotle considers, much as Plato did, what some of the standard Greek virtues are. For example, he begins his discussion of virtue by considering the notion of courage. About courage, he says, in feelings of fear and confidence, courage is the mean. Now, I want to stress several things about that account of courage that involve our understanding of virtue in general, according to Aristotle. One is the fact that, as I just read to you in the definition that Aristotle gives of a virtue involves a mean between, on the one hand, an excess, and on the other hand, a deficiency. And in all the accounts that Aristotle gives of virtues, he describes them as a mean between two different vices, one of excess and one of deficiency. This is what is sometimes referred to as Aristotle's theory of virtue as involving the golden mean. This is an important thing to realize, is that Aristotle understands that what it means to live a good life is not something that can be accomplished by, as it were, backing safely into some corner of virtue and resting there. Virtuous life, virtuous action is always a complex skill and judgment of carefully avoiding the Scylla and Charybdis of one vice or another, so that courage itself is poised between recklessness on the one side or cowardice on the other. And the complex task of living virtuously and of acquiring virtues is always the task of finding exactly what Aristotle describes as the mean, namely doing it in the right way at the right time to the right degree with respect to the right people in the right context, always, in other words, a matter of complex judgment. So that's one thing. The second thing I ask you to notice is that Aristotle describes courage as the mean with respect to feelings of fear and confidence. And it's important to realize this, that Aristotle does not think of virtues as means simply with respect to action, but with respect both to action and passion, where by passion I mean what Aristotle describes as feelings, that is, both with respect to how we behave in the world and with respect to how we allow ourselves to be affected by the world. A virtue for Aristotle is the capacity that a moral agent has not simply to know how to behave properly or how to act properly, but also how properly to allow herself or himself to be affected by the world. So that virtue is, as it were, sentimental in the literal sense of that notion. The acquisition of virtue is a kind of sentimental education, that is, it's a kind of learning how properly to be affected as well as how properly to act.